So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that according to Rav, the Rabbanan derived the dimensions of the entryway to a mavi from the dimensions of the doorway of the Heichal. Our shir began with a discussion of a maltara, which the Gemara further down this Amud describes as follows. My maltara, what is this maltara? Above the doorway of the Heichal, there were five protruding crossbeams in the wall. The Gemara is asking what unique features it had that it would draw attention to it. In the case of a Kaira, in order for it to be valid, even above 20 Amas, it would need to have similar features to be noticeable. Rav Chama says, Kine, the protrusion should be shaped like birds' nests. Rav Dimi says, Piskidarza, poles of cedarwood were behind the wall, and they draw attention, not because of their length, but because they are chashev, and people notice them. Now, after some discussion, the Gemara cites two brises, which seem to contradict each other. One brise says, Vimyeshla maltra, afil gevayos mesarama, in the tzachlamait. A kaira crossbeam over the entranceway of a mavai is valid even if it's higher than 20 amas, if it has an amaltra. The explanation is as follows. The kaira serves as a reminder for people to notice the line between the mavai, where one may carry, and the rishus aram, where one may not carry. Therefore, a kaira is valid only up to 20 amas, not higher, because people generally do not notice things that high. However, if the kaira has some unique feature which draws attention to it, it would be valid even at heights above 20 amas because people will notice it. Another bright on Daf Beis Amud Beis states the following: Mavishu gavayim me'esrim ama yoisim epischa shel heichal yimait. A kaira of a mavi which is higher than 20 amas, which is greater than the height of the doorway of the heichal, must be lowered. Now the doorway of the heichal had an amaltra and was limited to the height of 20 amas. If we derive the allowable height of the kaira from the heichal, it may not exceed 20 amas, even if it has an amaltra. Avyesi says that indeed these two brises disagree. And the first brisa does not derive the share of 20 amas from the heichal, and as explained earlier, logically makes the distinction of whether the kaira has or does not have an amaltra. Rav's opinion is in accord with the second brisa that we do derive it from the heichal. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that there is no machloikis between the brises, and both agree a kaira may be higher than 20 amas when it has an amaltra, as we do not learn it from the heichal. The brisa mentioned heichal only as simna bi'alma, a simple mnemonic, a point of comparison. And as explained earlier, the entire function of the beam is mishum mekera, so that one will recognize it is there before going from the mavi into the rishus aram, and the maltra will serve as a hekeri even when it's above 20 amas. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, we have the same machlokes tanoim regarding sukkah as the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Aleph states. Sukkah should give a lamala meser ma'ama psula Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, as Rabbi there explains. Since the Torah says laman yedu deri seichem ki besukkah seishavtes bnei Yisrael. The purpose of sitting in the sukkah is so that we remember how Hashem sheltered the Jewish people in the desert. Therefore, one must be able to notice the schach, the main part of the sukkah. The Gemara continues with the following shaila: Miktzus kari b'toich esrim, or miktzus kari l'malam yasrim? Miktzus schach b'toich esrim, or miktzus schach l'malam yasrim? If part of the beam is within 20 amas, and part of it is higher than 20 amas, or if part of the schach is within 20 amas, and part of it is above 20 amas, is it kosher? The Gemara has two versions for what Rabbah answered. First, b'mavi kosher b'sukkah pasul. By a mavi it is kosher, and by a sukkah it's pasul. There are two ways to explain this difference. A mavi is used by many people, and somebody will notice if the lower part of the beam is removed. But a sukkah is used by an individual, and removal of the lower part of the schach may go unnoticed. The need for a beam over a mavi is only midrabbanan. We may be more lenient, but the need for schach is d'oraisa. We must be more stringent. The second version of Rabbah is b'mavi pasul b'sukkah k'shera. By a mavi it is pasul, and by a sukkah it is kosher. There are two ways to explain this difference. Since a mavi is used by lots of people, nobody will take responsibility for it, as the expression goes: "Kederi debei shutvi lechamimi v'lekriyir." A pot guarded by two people is not hot nor cold. Each person relies on the other. Sukkah is one person's responsibility, so he will look out for it. Since the need for a beam is only drabbanan, we have to be extra strict, so that people take it seriously. Sukkah, which is d'oraisa loy b'chizik, does not need reinforcement, and we can be lenient. My havala, how do we pass in these cases? Rabbi Ba'ula Amar, ze v'ze pasul. Rabbi Ba'ula says, it is pasul both by mavi and by sukkah. Rava Amar, ze v'ze kasher. Rava says it's kasher both by mavi and sukkah. Rav Papa brings a braisa that the entrance to the heichal had 20 full amas of ear space under the lintel, implying that the top of the crossbeam can be more than 20 amas off the ground, a clear proof to Rava. Parenthetically, the Gemara teaches the minimum height of the kaira. There must be a clear 10 tefachim below the beam. Amar Abaye Mishmid Rav Nachman, Amas Sukkah v'Amas Mavoi, v'Amas Bas Chamisha. Amas Klein v'Amabas Shisha. Abaye says in the name of Rav Nachman that we always use the stricter Amma measurement. We use the smaller Amma measurement of 5 Tfachim regarding the maximum height of Mavi and Sukkah, but the larger measurement of 6 Tfachim with regard to the necessary distance between fields to avoid Klein. When Rav Nachman spoke about using larger Ammas in measuring a vineyard, he was referring to Karachas HaKerem, the empty space needed to plant other produce in between two sides of a vineyard, so that it's considered a separate Sada, and Mechoil HaKerem, the work area around the vineyard which must be left empty and is considered part of the vineyard. Although using larger Ammas can be a leniency when measuring the distance between the rows of a vineyard, we can assume that Rav Nachman only meant that most Amma measurements in a vineyard are 6 Tfachim.